than this. The good that he does is divided good, and divided good is not good. He who is in this falsity, that he believes the divine in the Lord's human, is not like the soul in the body. He cannot do good from the Lord, and good not from the Lord is not good, for it is contrary to these words of the Lord, "Unless one abides in me, and I in him, he cannot bring forth any fruit, for without me you cannot do anything. Unless one abides in me, he is cast forth as a dried branch, and is cast into the fire and burned. For good derives its quality from truths, and truths derive their being from good. Who does not know that a church is not a church without doctrine? And doctrine must teach how a man shall think of God and from God, and how he shall act from God and with God. Therefore, doctrine must be from truths, and to act according to them is called good. From this it follows that to act according to falsities is not good. It is believed that in the good which a man does, there is not anything from truths or falsities, when yet the quality of good is from no other source than truths. For good and truth cling together like love and wisdom, and also like love and foolishness. It is the love of the wise which does good, but the love of the foolish does what is like good in externals, but is totally unlike it in internals. Therefore, the good of the wise is like pure gold, but the good of the foolish is like gold covering over dung. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.